Well, a lot of excitement this summer with everything that's going on. You know, we look at, for example, the Detroit Chevrolet Grand Prix presented by Lear, Ray Scott and his team at Lear. We look at a variety of things that are happening this summer that are important. You know, they brought the Grand Prix off of Belle Isle after spending millions of dollars to improve Belle Isle, by the way, and those improvements are still there. And what they've done is caused a situation where more people can see the race free and more people can benefit from the race, businesses in and around downtown Detroit. Well, that is going to be the case, too, with a one-time happening that's obviously very big, very important as we get ready for the NFL extravaganza, the NFL draft, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. In and around campus, Martius, and Hart Plaza, expected to draw more than 300,000 visitors from around the states that surround us, because there's so many places that are close that have a dog in this race, including us, that it's going to be big. It's going to be great. And if there's something big and great going on, Claude Molinari, president and CEO of Visit Detroit, is very much involved. And he's here to just tell us, remind us of how Detroit small businesses are gearing up to score on the NFL draft. And it may not be too late for you to do the same if you get involved. Claude, always a pleasure, my friend. The countdown is on.
Yes, sir. We're under 50 days for the NFL draft coming to Detroit. We're going to start construction on the main stage March 30th.
Is it too late to take advantage of the NFL Business Connect?
It's not too late. It's getting late, but if fans go to visitdetroit.com and go to our NFL page, they can still sign up. And you know what's really great is that all 32 teams are going to be doing events, and so they're going to really start to reach out now and look for additional venues that maybe haven't already been booked to host events that are going to be coming here.
Wow. Okay. So from contracted event vendors to brick and mortar stores and pop-up shops, the whole Metro Detroit small business community, everybody is going to be able to get a piece of this. Much like I mentioned earlier, the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear moving to downtown has opened a world of opportunity to our local businesses. That's what's happening with the NFL draft. But there are rules to follow. There's information you need. And if you go to visitdetroit.com, you will get all that information. Tell us more about how it's all coming together, Claude Molinari.
Well, it's been fantastic, Paul W. We've been working with Metro Detroit Black Business Alliance, and Kai Bowman and Charity Jean of that group have really connected us with a lot of local WBE and MBE businesses, and we've been very deliberate about making sure that this isn't just large companies getting involved, but that smaller entrepreneurs are going to have an opportunity to be part of this and to really benefit. And I think that there's a great chance that this type of an event will be the boost that some of these entrepreneurs need to take their businesses to a new level. And as you were mentioning, you know, with other events like the Grand Prix, and like some of the tremendous events that we're going to be bringing in the next several years, these groups are going to have a great leg up in order to be able to participate and build their business moving forward.
We've got the Tigers home opener, which is a cause for tremendous celebration. It's almost a national holiday here in Detroit when you think about it. We've got that coming up early April, and WJR, of course, will be there. And we have that every year, and we look forward to it. This is one of those one-of-a-kind sorts of things. On the other hand, Claude, will somebody that you're aware of be watching how we handle this NFL draft to do some of these things themselves that we don't even know about yet?
Well, it's possible, Paul W. You know, this is, I think, though, the NFL, when we were bidding on this event, we showed them videos of how we do opening day for baseball and showed all the activations across all the parks. And that really, I think, solidified in their mind that we could handle this. Now, granted, this is going to be on a much grander scale, but the blueprint, the map of how you do it, is in place. And you know, the more big events we do, the more likely other event producers will think this is a this is the venue or this is the destination to host them. And, you know, we're working right now. We probably got our sales team about 65 RFPs for all kinds of events, from the Big Ten Football Championship to the NBA All-Star Game to the International Association of You Don't Care Who It Is, but they're going to bring a couple of thousand conventioneers to town and fill up our hotel rooms and our restaurants and go to our attractions.
That's all spectacular. The Downtown Detroit Partnership, working with downtown building owners to create the pop-up businesses in some vacant storefronts. You work side-by-side with the CEO of the Downtown Detroit Partnership, Eric Larson, who's also a great guy.
Oh, my gosh. Eric Larson and his team at the Downtown Detroit Partnership, David Cowan and Julia, they've done such an amazing job. And really, I think one of the great things to come out of this draft event was that the City of Detroit, the Downtown Detroit Partnership, and frankly, our biggest partners in the draft funding is Bedrock and the Rocket Mortgage family of companies. The four groups have, along with, you know, Visit Detroit and our Detroit Sports Commission, we've built up such a great partnership and such a collaborative force that we're going to be able to use this, replicate it again and again and again. I can't thank, you know, Dan Gilbert or Mayor Duggan enough for all the work that they've done and on making this happen. And again, the spirit of cooperation and our ability to band together, I think, has been one of the best outcomes of this draft. And we're going to see incredible economic impact from this great event.
Well, I think so, too. And again, anybody who's paying attention, and there are many, are going to see how all of you guys work seamlessly together. That doesn't always happen. But you guys all work seamlessly together because you understand it's good for everybody. And that's going to be very good for us to get other opportunities. How are we doing on number of hotel rooms that we have or need for everything that we'd like to do?
So, you know, that's our biggest handicap right now, but it's getting much better, Paul. I'm hoping that in the next month or so, we're going to be making a big announcement about a new development and possibly breaking ground soon. And we've got a lot of things in the hopper, but we're desperate for more hotel rooms, because as much as we're getting business, we're losing business because we do not have the capacity that we need to attract some of these major events.
Well, I know you will, but just a reminder, please let us know as soon as you know so we can let our listeners know and celebrate more good news for Detroit. Claude, thanks so much.
Paul W., you're the best. Thank you so much.
President and CEO of Visit Detroit, getting ready. The countdown is underway for the NFL draft. It's a biggie. Claude Molinari, as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.